No. First of all, congratulations. Huge win for you. That's 1 foot in the Premier League now.
Sorry?
Surely that's 1 foot in the Premier League.
It's a good result. It's a massive result for us coming here and to play against Cardiff. It's very difficult the way they play. But I think until the last moments of the game, we were in control. We had good chances to make a different result. And we still don't look at the table. We are very conscious that we still have a long way to go, because we want to keep on growing and sustain this kind of performance, and try to avoid these situations, because we had chances to do different results and go out of here clearly winnings with no doubts.
An incredible finish to the game. What was your view on the two penalties?
It's hard for me to judge the first and the second penalty, but what I'm looking now and what I'm thinking now is you must avoid to control. I think the first one, it's a difficult situation, but the second one, we must avoid that, because it doesn't have any sense, no danger at all to make this kind of tackle inside of the box. And it's my job to help the players getting better, develop them. And that's my goal, is to make a good team, to build a team able to perform always like this.
Neil Warnock was very upset at the celebrations at the end. Can you understand it? Well, obviously, from your point of view, can you talk us through it?
Yeah, I'll try to finish this. I had a chance to speak live to everyone. I apologize. Once again, I apologize. But at the same time, is I hope everybody understands. It's very difficult to control your emotions when a finish like that in the game. And I just wanted to give a big hug to Big John, because today it was unbelievable to us.
What did you think of the quality of the game overall? Obviously, we know that the teams, two different contrasts and styles, but it seemed like both teams really made an effort and played at their very best today.
Yeah, I think so. Two different styles.
Yes.
It's not a question of judging what is best or is not. Is the way we approach, is your idea. But at the same time, we are a team that has good possession, and a philosophy of controlling game by possession, but we have to defend. If you only be concerned about having the ball and you are not able to go on your box and defend against eight big guys, the players of Cardiff are fighters. I admire them for that. I had a chance to speak with them, and they don't give up. It's incredible. Credit to them, well done to them. That's why they are doing the performance and the league they are doing with so many points, because they have this and they believe it. And the best way to play football is when you believe something. We have our own idea and we believe on that. But at the same time, we are able to adapt to all the opponents that we face. And we've been showing that through the competition. We tried. I think we played good. We had chances to kill the game with our style, with our idea. And today we were in the end able to hold on and be warriors, because this is what requires football. You have to fight, we have to fight.
Many of us will never go through any sort of emotions like you have, that you must have felt at the end of that game, you and your players. Are these the moments that make you in love with a game like football? Are these the moments that make it special?
I love the game since I remember myself. I love it. And football today sometimes gives you, but sometimes it's very cruel and takes you away. I've been in the other side. I lost games in the last minutes. And today I win with two penalties in the last minute of the game. Football is that's why we love it. But the best way to love it is to learn from it. And I'm going to repeat myself, we should avoid that, because we had chances to avoid this final.
Can I just ask one more? Do you think Cardiff can hang on for second place?
I don't look. What I see of Cardiff and the way we prepare the game, it's a very difficult team to play. The way they defend, the way they every moment the ball is on the box, second balls, and we were fighters today. I saw the players that you say that is pure talent fight like warriors, and fighting for second balls, putting the foot and doing tackles and suffering tackles and not protesting and just get up and play football. I'm very proud of our players. I'm very, very proud, because sometimes maybe when the competition is over, we can have a long talk. We've been put in doubts. Some people doubt about us, and today we show that we can defend, no problem. We can defend.
Nuno, big John, like you say, it wasn't just a penalty save, though, was it? How important is John Ruddy on and off the field to your squad?
It's very important. Every player is important.
If you look at goalkeepers, and I was a goalkeeper, it's a small family inside the family. The way John is performing, and not today, through the league, that's why he was voted for starting 11, has a big credit to the goalkeeper coach and to the teammates. They are 90% of the time, they are on their own. That's why they support each other.
And Ruben Neves with the goal, I mean, he only scores special goals, doesn't he? That's fine. Man.
Yeah, he has talent, but what I said to you before, he is not only talent. Ruben is a fighter also. And you saw players growing on that aspect. I'm very proud of it, because football requires organization, discipline, and more important is the ethic of the work. And we've been in us till day one. Since day one, we didn't change at all. We don't change. We work, and the boys work very, very hard. Very, very hard. Well done for them. A word for our fans. Mm-hmm. I am fantastic. 3,000 of us today. Wednesday. Molino. Wednesday. Thanks.
All right. Cheers.